All right. Can you go ahead and start with your name and title?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Jim Gorney. I'm Vice President of Food Safety and Technology with the Produce Marketing Association.
Can you start by giving me a brief overview of the Food Safety Modernization Act and the three final rules released by the FDA on Friday?
Yeah, the Food Safety Modernization Act was passed by Congress in 2011 and signed into law by President Obama. And basically, it completely overhauls our food regulatory framework with regard to food safety. So this is a complete overhaul, which hasn't occurred in more than 70 years. And just recently, the FDA put out probably one of the biggest and most anticipated rules, and that's the produce rule, because for the first time, that's going to be regulating on-farm produce production. So it's a really important aspect, and also put out a foreign supplier verifications program final rule, and that's going to deal with imports. So those two are really critical, as well as the ones that they put out recently in September, which is the preventive controls for human foods rule, which really deals with food manufacturing, but also covers folks like packing houses and the produce industry.
And how will these rules affect growers, especially growers running smaller operations?
This is going to be a really big deal for the food industry. Basically, really changes everything. It's a landmark piece of legislation. They'll have a significant impact on produce businesses in that they'll affect how the businesses operate on a daily basis. And the reason is it sets definitive regulatory compliance expectations for FDA-regulated businesses. So basically, it's a new set of rules that people will have to comply with, and that includes everybody from small growers all the way up to large growers. There are some exemptions involved. Those growing less than $25,000 a year in produce are exempted, as well as some folks who produce less than $500,000 a year and sell directly to consumers. So, but it's going to affect people who grow produce. It's going to affect people who pack produce. And it's going to affect people who ship produce. So it's a very significant piece of legislation, and it all has to do with food safety and then rules of the road with regard to what they'll have to do to assure the safety of their products.
What are the positive and negative aspects of this piece of legislation?
Well, the idea here is that it's going to make the food supply safer, and we're all for that with regard to making the food supply safer, particularly consumer confidence in the food supply, especially produce. You know, 90% of the rule, I think FDA has done a great job with regard to listening to farmers, listening to people in the food industry, and they've come a long way from their original drafts, which were out 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, I guess. And, you know, but there are still some sticking points. Probably the biggest sticking point for us on the produce rule right now is related to agricultural water. And what I mean by agricultural water, that's water that's used to irrigate, for crop protection sprays, for, you know, packing house operations. And basically one of the concerns that we have with regard to that specific provisions is related to how often farmers are required to test, the frequency of testing, what they have to test for, and, you know, how often they have to do it. Because what FDA has really proposed, well, not proposed, they've finalized these rules now, so they're the rules of the road. So you've got to do about 20 tests if you're using surface water, meaning a river or a pond, something like that. 20 tests within the first 2 to 4 years. The good news is that, you know, the growing community does have a lot of time to implement these rules. Even for the largest companies, the produce rule doesn't take effect for 2 years, and the water provisions even 2 years after that. So, you know, different size growers will have different times they'll need to comply, and FDA's broken that down into what I would call large growers, small growers, and very small growers. And for the largest growers, you got to be compliant in 2 years, the small growers 3 years, and the very small growers 4 years. And then everybody gets an extra 2 years in addition to that with regard to water. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but I think, you know, we're certainly hoping to move the ball forward on produce safety.
What are the next steps to be taken now that the FDA has released this final rule?
Yeah, so the next steps are really important because it really comes down to two things. One is education, and one is the verification of compliance. So we find that it's going to be really important that we get lots of education outreach through cooperative extension, trade associations, and others to help growers understand what the rules of the road are with regard to these new rules, particularly the produce rule and preventive controls for human foods. Again, that'll cover packing houses for the most part, or off-farm packing houses to be specific. So education to growers to make sure they understand, and then they can, you know, think about how to implement most effectively and practicably for their operations. And then the second thing is just training for regulators. Both state departments of agriculture and public health will be playing an important role in inspections on these rules. So we want to make sure that they understand what goes on a farm. So in, you know, really training those inspectors, because they're used to looking at manufacturing facilities like that manufacture baby food or other processed food products. So we want to make sure that they understand what they see on the farm and they understand what's going on there. It's going to be a lot different. And that really leads to the really big issue is who's going to pay for all of this. So certainly consumers will be paying for this and the extra costs incurred, you know, with the extra things that growers will have to do. But hopefully that's going to pay off with regard to fewer illnesses and less morbidity and mortality. But we really need Congress to step up at this point and really fund FDA appropriately so that they can do that training and outreach to the industry and do that training and outreach to both state and federal inspectors to make sure that we don't have, you know, a lopsided enforcement where some people are getting inspections and other people aren't. So the funding from Congress is really an important aspect here.
And I understand the PMA will be hosting webinars to teach people about this new legislation. Could you give me a comment on that?
Yeah, sure. We at the Produce Marketing Association have teamed up with our colleagues at the United Fresh Produce Association and lots of other trade organizations that are local with regard to state or commodity-based trade associations throughout the country. And we've actually got a series of webinars going on with FDA will be providing an overview, and then the industry members will have an opportunity to speak to them. And those are going on in December. And I suggest you go to our websites or United Fresh Produce Association's website, and they'll be reviewing the produce safety rule. And again, it's an opportunity for folks to ask questions directly to FDA, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Hey, have a great day.